This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, Mark Geis has got to jump to another interview, so I'm going to cut this liner intro out. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. He's Mark Geis. And I'm Alex Jones, your host. Tim in Wyoming, finish up your point with Mark Geis. Go ahead.
Yes, Alex, I wanted to say that, as I say, the percentage of people that I found in Northern California was probably 92 to 93%.
Shut up. Go ahead again.
Hello.
Yeah, you got call waiting. You got somebody calling. You want to flip over and talk to them?
Actually, I don't. I'm.
Right, well, go ahead and ask your question. Go ahead and ask your question.
The question was, are people mostly waking up, or are they mostly going back to sleep, or staying asleep?
Well, I think a lot of folks are waking up, but it doesn't count. The ones going back to sleep don't count. So, Mark, you agree with that, or what do you say?
Yeah, we just saw a report that says that many millennials are conservative. So I think there's finally a growing backlash because, you know, instinctively, many of them are probably looking around and realizing that there's something seriously wrong with this liberal progressive agenda, and they're looking for answers. So it's good that we're here to provide them with a direction sign to conservatism and towards true liberty.
Sure.
And true libertarianism. So it's a very exciting time to be alive. It's amazing to see what InfoWars has done. Now we have Hillary Clinton targeting Alex Jones. And I mean, it's really
Well, the worm
insane.
Has turned, Mark, and all of us are in this together. And people can find your great books at markgeis.com. Thank you so much, Mark. We'll talk to you soon. Keep it up.
Thank you.
Feels good to know there's folks like Mark out there taking action. His newest book, The Bohemian Grove, Facts and Fiction, Inside the Illuminati, you name it, markgeis.com. And by the way, I wasn't poo-pooing the caller from Wyoming or Montana. I just get frustrated when the phones are having problems. Look. It's not that conservatism is perfect and who runs that and the different groups that are involved. It's that the Democratic Party, liberalism, socialism, communism, is dehumanization, is a plan to make you dependent, is a plan to consolidate control, is a plan to monopolize the human species itself. I mean, I've got the articles right here where, you know, Uber wants to replace all human drivers in major cities within 5 years. That's their plan. And whether it's feasible or not, they're coming after us. They want control. They want to make us absolutely servile. The technocracy is the system of control. It doesn't empower. It dehumanizes. And so that's what I'm criticizing. That's what I'm speaking up against. That's what I'm fighting as hard as I can. And so it isn't just that, oh, the Republicans and, oh, Trump are going to save us. It's that Trump and the libertarian constitutionalist movement took over the Republicans, so the establishment took the libertarians over to try to confuse the public. And that's what's really going on. I know we've got HB and we've got Janice and Jesse and Greg and everybody else, but I'm out of time. Paul Watson's taken over. If he's able to take your calls, we can ask him if he wants to take the calls. That's up to him. If not, please call us back tomorrow with the weekday show, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central. But the fourth hour I've added in the last year is our different hosts and writers and researchers taking turns hosting the show. Sometimes it's a round table. Sometimes I co-host it. Sometimes it's somebody all by themselves like Paul Watson. But Paul, the entire InfoWars operation is not second fiddle to anybody in the work he's doing. And it's providence, it's history that Paul is part of this operation. Just like seeing our information magnified with Drudge or magnified with you out there is very, very humbling. And I take that as a great responsibility. I do the very best job I can. A lot of times before the show, I get so overheated and so focused that I get angry because it's the responsibility of what we're facing. I don't even feel worthy of this. But you know what? We're not even so called judged by who we've been in our lives, but we're judged by, in the totality of it, by the times we were in and what we faced. So many great people are made by the circumstances they were in, not even so much where they came from or who they were. And so I try to control myself and not get too freaked out and too angry at myself for not doing the best job and not having all the answers in this place I am. But that's better than the globalists that are just totally arrogant and only think they have to show up in Louisiana during a flood or show up in Mexico and just, you know, sit there and talk about jobs for Americans while they do everything they can to screw us. And I can tell you right now, I oppose those people that are out to make us poor and dumbed down. I want to make us wealthy and powerful and a free, open society. I stand for Renaissance, not for slavery. All right, there's 55 minutes left in transmission. Paul Watson's coming in out of the gate. He's hot. He's focused. He's ready. He's free.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story of how SelectQuote goes to bat for you buying term life insurance. A while back, a man called me who had had prostate cancer. He asked if I could beat a very high quote another life insurance agent had given him. I said, let me see. Well, I took his pertinent information, then shopped the highly rated, price-competitive companies we represent, and found one who pre-approved him for a premium way below what he had been quoted. When it comes to term life insurance, no other company touches SelectQuote's experience and expertise in finding the right policy at the right price for almost anyone. How about you?
For your free quote, call 1-800-654-1632. That's 1-800-654-1632. 1-800-654-1632. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
In a crisis, your number one need is food, but not just any food. Experts say everyone needs to have non-perishable, good for 25 years, survival food on hand in case of an emergency. Well, right now, in what is truly an unprecedented move, 72-hour survival food kits are being given away to listeners while supplies last. Survival food is more important today than ever before, explains Frank Bates, a spokesman for the company. Natural disasters, terrorist attacks, and other threats can make obtaining sufficient food impossible in an emergency. This 72-hour survival kit has 16 servings of delicious food rated for 25 years of storage. It sells to the general public for $27 plus shipping and has been rated 4.5 out of 5 stars by customers who paid full price. But listeners who act quickly can get it free, just cover $9.95 shipping. Go to freefood2.com right now. Supplies are limited and the program may end at any time. Go to freefood2.com now. That's freefood2.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, it's Alex Jones.
We are back on the Alex Jones Show Live. It's Paul Joseph Watson. It's the 4-hour live, and we've got a huge raft of news to get to. Mainly going to concentrate on media hoaxes. Of course, we had CBS News edit an interview with Bill Clinton. We're going to get to this clip later. But he says openly that Hillary frequently, collapses. Of course, in the final broadcast, they edited out the word frequently and just called it a little Freudian slip. And the viewing public of millions didn't hear it. Another brazen example of media censorship. And now we've also got CNN. We're going to get to this soon as well. Not challenging a guest who said 10 million Americans get pneumonia every week. Of course, they were trying to downplay Hillary Clinton's health problems by saying pneumonia was completely common. 10 million Americans get pneumonia every week. Of course, that's mathematically impossible because there are only about 350 million people living in America. If 10 million people got pneumonia in America every week, That would be 520 million people a year. So again, they're trying to conflate pneumonia with the flu, which of course is extremely more common. And now Bill Clinton's come out and give a speech, we're going to get to this as well, where he says that Hillary Clinton has the flu. Oh, that's funny. I thought her campaign said she had pneumonia. Now it's the flu. Because if they frame it as she's just got the flu, it can seem like a common occurrence. It can seem like not so much a big of a deal. So they can't even keep up with the lies anymore. It's getting completely out of control. We're going to get to those clips later on in the show. But let's start off with this. Top headline up at Infowars.com. Hillary Clinton sends thank you letter to, quote, slut, who is proud of her sexually transmitted disease. Again, this is not The Onion. Hillary Rodham Clinton actually sent a letter saying that this woman was, quote, courageous for starting a campaign celebrating and telling women, young women, to embrace the fact that they have sexually transmitted diseases. Again, this is not a joke. This is not The Onion. This was a real story. In fact, I made a video about this when it first came out back in April. This feminist, of course she's a feminist, of course. And imagine my shock, gender studies graduate, Ella Dawson, came out with this internet campaign back in April called Shout Your Status, in which she encouraged young women to embrace their STDs, arguing that there shouldn't be any social stigma surrounding the issue. Listen to her tweet from back when she launched this campaign. Quote, I'm a slut, and I have herpes. I'm still a person who deserves respect. So she launched this campaign on the basis of calling herself a slut and saying that having herpes should be celebrated. And then what happened? Well, lo and behold, like all social justice warriors, like all feminists, they spout absolute stupidity and then claim victimhood status when they get any kind of blowback. And in many cases, you know, go on to make a career out of being a victim, so they never have to get a proper job. So they can be like Anita Sarkeesian and Zoe Quinn and solicit millions of dollars to make videos about, you know, how video games are sexist and evil and get in front of the UN and call for free speech to be shut down on the basis of cyberbullying, which in their own words is people saying you suck. And that's basically what happened in this case with Ella Dawson. She started this campaign. I made a video about it saying it was completely ridiculous because being a slut and having herpes isn't an accomplishment. You know, Milo Yiannopoulos of Breitbart tweeted about it. Lo and behold, what a surprise, she got criticized. Well, my God, the special snowflake actually got criticized for claiming that being a slut was a form of activism. So she got criticized. What did she do? She immediately reverted to victimhood status and tried to solicit sympathy out of it. Of course, she was a vehement Hillary Clinton supporter from the very beginning. That's to be expected. But she wrote an essay recently for Medium.com whining about how sexist trolls that comprise the alt-right, including myself, had subjected her to abuse. Now, of course, as I point out in the article, the sum of my abuse was a YouTube video in which I pointed out that having genital warts because you're a slut in her own words, that's not an accomplishment. So she complains that as a result of my video, she received hundreds of messages from people calling her, quote, insert the sexist slur of your choice here. And she cites one example, gives a screenshot of it, of a Twitter user who called her a, quote, whore. Now let's just recap here. The woman herself says that she's a slut and she's proud of it, then has the temerity to complain about other people calling her a whore, and then say that it's this huge harassment campaign against her, when she herself has just said that she's a slut. She celebrates the fact that she's a slut. She celebrates herpes, genital warts, and chlamydia. and then acts all amazed that she would get any kind of blowback out of that. Again, it's not just the fact that, you know, I don't care what you do with your body. If you want to be a slut, go ahead. It's not a very good lifestyle choice. But that's what it is, a lifestyle choice. It's not a form of activism. It's not something to be proud of. There's a stigma around sexually transmitted diseases for a reason. Because we have to discourage some forms of behavior that aren't beneficial, that have negative impacts. That's called common sense. Herpes, which she thinks is so brilliant and empowering, it's the new feminist cause to get herpes, can damage the central nervous system, and it can lead to Alzheimer's disease. Apparently Alzheimer's disease is all the rage now amongst the social justice warriors. It's so trendy to damage your own central nervous system and embrace this new social justice cause of catching STDs and then having the temerity to shout down anyone, to claim that anyone who voices criticism against that bizarre, absurd opinion is a sexist troll, is harassing you. So this story, she cites my video in the article and whines about how she got hundreds of messages from people, God forbid, disagreeing with her that catching herpes was something to be proud of. But it gets worse. Hillary Clinton sent this woman an official letter. You can see it in the article with the Hillary Rodham Clinton name right at the top, signed at the bottom, official Hillary Forward, which looks like, of course, Hillary for hospital logo at the bottom, praising her because she got all this terrible abuse from people who called her a whore for her saying that being a slut was something to be proud of. She called herself a slut and then got butthurt about the fact that other people called her a whore, said it was abuse and harassment, and Hillary Clinton vehemently agrees that she is proud, she is courageous, she's a victim. This is from the letter. From Hillary Clinton to a woman who started a campaign saying that being a slut is something to be encouraged. Quote, I am so grateful to you for not only speaking out against the stigma, but also for taking a courageous stand against the ridiculous but very real barrage of hate you received online. So according to Hillary Clinton, there shouldn't be a stigma around contracting herpes and genital warts. Women, feminists like Ella Dawson should be proud of it, should voice the fact that they're embracing it, and should encourage other young women to embrace sexually transmitted diseases. This is what Hillary Clinton stands for. You're going to have a woman in the White House who thinks that STDs should be celebrated and that that is a form of activism. Again, this is not The Onion. This is a real story. Hillary Clinton thinks that STDs shouldn't be stigmatized. Well, in the real world, some things are stigmatized because discouraging them is the right thing to do. Being a slut isn't something to be proud of. Again, if that's what you want to be and you're not hurting anyone else, then go for it. But it's a terrible lifestyle choice. And then she makes the point or the argument, Ella Dawson, this feminist, that, you know, having herpes, having chlamydia, having sexually transmitted diseases, there shouldn't be a stigma attached to it because it's just like having diabetes. Little difference there in the fact that diabetes is not contagious. You're going to infect other people against their will in most cases, unless they're as sick as she is. So again, Hillary Clinton embracing somebody who says that being a slut is a positive thing should be embraced along with the genital warts, the herpes, the chlamydia. And of course the conclusion is that Dawson wrote an article, a follow-up, praising Hillary for her bizarre, widely panned, disastrous alt-right speech. Because again, she called out those disgraceful abusers who harassed her by daring to disagree with the premise that having, you know, pus-filled lesions all over your sexual organs and face was something to be proud of, was trendy, was a new social justice cause. Hillary Clinton writes a letter praising that woman. Absolutely insane. We'll be back on the Alex Jones Show live in the next segment. Again, huge news coming up about media hoaxes. Breaking news is all at Infowars.com. We'll be back.
Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated fountain of youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free sample packs specifically for our conservative friends. But you must act fast. Due to the high demand from members of the Coast Guard, our supply is extremely limited right now.
To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
Attention, investors saving for retirement. What if you could store your IRA or 401k where you can see, touch, and hold it in your hands in the form of physical gold and silver coins? You know you can't do that with your stocks. With the Augusta Gold and Silver IRA, you can transfer retirement savings into physical coins and store them where you can actually hold them in your hands, where you can get your gold fast in a disaster. Augusta Precious Metals offers free shipping, zero management fees, and Augusta pays all upfront costs. Getting started is absolutely free, so call today, 855-222-5857. Rated A-plus with the Better Business Bureau, Augusta Precious Metals enjoys a 98% 5-star customer satisfaction rating with TrustLink.org. Trust Augusta. Call toll-free, 855-222-5857 now for your free guide to Augusta Gold IRAs. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Now, I mentioned it in the previous segment. Absolutely huge new evidence of media hoaxes. The media openly acting not only as a mouthpiece, but a surrogate of the Clinton campaign. Now, of course, we had Hillary's now infamous collapse on Sunday in New York. The Clinton campaign reacted to that by creating a set of talking points, specifically certain phrases called their daily message guidance, basically ordering all the Clinton staffers, all the surrogates, to go out in the media and to use these phrases over and over again. One of them was that Hillary was going to, quote, power through her health concerns. They claimed she's so vigorous, she's so strong, that even with the pneumonia, she powered through it. Even though, you know, she basically completely collapsed. Her legs couldn't even support her weight. We all saw what happened. But they went out into the media with this narrative, with these talking points, with these exact phrases. Now, you would expect them to do that. But you would also expect them to be called out by the hosts when they make those phrases and try to back them up. But that's not the worst of this. The worst aspect of this is that when these Clinton staffers, when these Clinton surrogates got on MSNBC, got on CNN, and came out with this phrase that Hillary was powering through her health concerns to meet her obligations, the hosts of the show on CNN, on MSNBC, then adopted those same phrases and began themselves regurgitating them. Let's go to the clip.
She made a determination with her doctor that she would power through this. She made a decision to just power through this. We've decided to power through sometimes, just power through this. Continue to power through. Yes, she tried to power through it. She decided to power through it.
Well, you know, Brooke, she just wanted to power through. She just wanted to power through her schedule. So she wanted to just power through and keep doing it.
I appreciate all of her desire to power through.
To power through and get things done. She tried to power through it.
It was Hillary Clinton's decision, essentially, to power through.
The candidate who famously wants to power through these things, she's going to try and power through.
We say, when you get a cold, just power through. Power through.
They thought she could power through. They thought she could power through. They thought that she could power through it.
Wants to power through things. That, too, the powering through.
Governor Jennifer Granholm said women just power through these things, and I get it. I try to power through all my illnesses.
And Hillary Clinton had a very busy day on Friday, and she powered through that day.
Yet she powered through. Powering through illness is what women do every day.
She continued powering through.
I think about mothers powering through.
I mean, she powered through that week. I'm going to power through. That was her way.
And just did that clip at the end, for those watching on the video stream, look like she was powering through? Now, again, let's emphasize the point about that video. It began with Clinton staffers and Clinton surrogates using those phrases as they had been instructed to do by the Clinton campaign. This is out of Politico. Quote, those phrases, projecting strength, prudence, and vigor, were among the six bullet-pointed talking points about Clinton's health the campaign distributed to its army of outside surrogates Tuesday morning. The marching orders, part of the, quote, daily message guidance from Brooklyn headquarters, instructed Clinton allies on how to answer questions about the Democratic nominee's pneumonia and about how she dealt with the untimely setback. So again, you would expect them to regurgitate those phrases, the Clinton staffers, the Clinton surrogates. But as you saw from that clip, which was put together by the Washington Beacon, not only did those statements, those, you know, stock talking points, those stock phrases, power through, go unchallenged by the hosts on MSNBC, on CNN, they then adopted them for themselves and began using the same term in their own subsequent shows that Hillary was powering through. So again, absolutely brazen evidence of media hoaxing, brazen evidence of the fact that CNN and MSNBC were not only allowing those Clinton staffers to come on air and spout those talking points, spout that narrative, spout those phrases unchallenged, they themselves adopted the phrases and regurgitated them. Absolute brazen evidence of the fact that the media is controlled in the United States. We know they've said openly, look, we're dispensing with all objectivism to try and sink Donald Trump. They pretend to be neutral. Now they're not even pretending. Now they're openly spouting slogans handed directly to them by Hillary Clinton's campaign. We'll be back with more evidence of media hoaxing on the Alex Jones Show Live. Stay tuned.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We are on the march. The empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. We're living on the edge.
We're live on the Alex Jones Show before we get back to the news and more huge evidence of media hoaxes. We've got an extended special at Infowarsstore.com. 30 to 40% off InfoWars Select storable food. Due to listener demand, we've extended this a massive 30 to 40% discount on our InfoWars Select storable food at InfoWarsStore.com. Now is the time to stock up on super high quality storable food for you and your family that you can trust. Given that Hillary Clinton has openly threatened war with Russia and basically said that it's likely to happen if she gets into office, probably a good idea to stock up on that storable food right now. And the level of this discount, I mean, personally, I've looked at buying larger quantities of storable food in Europe. The prices are absolutely ridiculous. You're talking $4 to $5 for a small packet of dried food. I mean, nobody can afford it at those prices. This, you get the excellent discount on top of the already extremely reasonable price. I mean, you compare these prices in the US to what's available in terms of storable food in Europe. Again, no competition. It has a shelf life of 25 years. It's made in the USA. The government is stocking up on food. The elite are stocking up on food in their hideaways in New Zealand and places like that. And it's extremely affordable. And again, if nothing happens, if there's no food emergency, then you just eat the food and you save money anyway because of these amazing discounts that we've got at InfoWarsStore.com. On top of the fact that it's extremely affordable to begin with compared with buying it anywhere else in the world. So that's 30 to 40% off special on InfoWars Select storable food at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, there's a reason that FEMA reports predict up to a 395% increase in food prices that could trigger mass unrest. Now, we've got those prices at 30 to 40% off all InfoWars Select storable food, and that's available right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And, of course, it supports the growth of this broadcast to take on the likes of MSNBC and CNN that attack us now on an almost daily basis. So that's why it's so important to support us right now at this critical time by taking advantage of that storable food special at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, back to media hoaxes. So we've got CNN, MSNBC, openly taking delivery of Hillary Clinton's, quote, daily message guidance and regurgitating the exact phrases, powering through, that Clinton surrogates, that Clinton staffers were sent out there to regurgitate themselves. Now it's just out in the open. They've openly embraced their roles as surrogates of the Clinton campaign, delivering those same talking points that were delivered to them. Here's yet another example. Bill Clinton went on CBS with Charlie Rose and basically slipped up, had a Freudian slip, and said that Hillary Clinton frequently collapsed. Now, the problem is they edited it out of the final interview. Thankfully, the transcript was up on the CBS website. People found it and noted that this key phrase had been excised out of what Bill Clinton said. We have the original clip. This is what was not heard when the interview was actually broadcast on CBS News. So let's play the original clip.
When you look at that collapse, that video that was taken, you wonder if it's not more serious.
Than
dehydration.
She's been, if it is, it's a mystery to me and all of her doctors, because rarely, but on more than one occasion over the last many, many years, the same sort of things happened to her when she just got severely dehydrated.
So again, that's Bill Clinton on CBS News. That was the original clip. That was what didn't air when the final broadcast went out. He said, saying Hillary has, quote, rarely, similar medical episodes in the past. So they edited out where he said frequently. Now, of course, Hillary Clinton went on Anderson Cooper, CNN, last night. He asked her, you know, how often she'd had these episodes. She couldn't even remember. I mean, if you faint a limited number of times, you're going to remember it. I fainted once in my life, and for damn sure I remember it. And I remember how many times it happened, because it's not a pleasant experience. You only wouldn't remember how many times you fainted if it happens all the time, which evidently with Hillary Clinton it does. And Bill Clinton knows that for a fact, and he said it during the interview in that Freudian slip. But of course, the American people can't be trusted with that knowledge. So it was edited out of the final broadcast by CBS News. Absolutely brazen evidence yet again of more media censorship. Now, we're going to get back to Bill Clinton in a second, but this is up on InfoWars.com. CNN, 10 million Americans get pneumonia every week. Subheadline, no, they don't. This was a CNN guest, Hillary Rosen, a rampant Clinton apologist, again, a surrogate, who went on CNN and said that Clinton's illness isn't a big deal because every week in America, 10 million people come down with pneumonia. This is the quote. She was asked, "Are you worried at all that her being away for a day, 2 days, 3 days, we don't know totally yet, could hurt her politically?" asked host Brooke Baldwin. The response from Rosen, quote, "Look, 10 million Americans a week catch pneumonia. I don't think people begrudge her a couple of days' rest." Of course, the problem with that is if 10 million Americans a week are getting pneumonia, there are 52 weeks in a year, that's 520 million Americans who catch pneumonia every year. And that's nearly 200 million more Americans than there are Americans. The population of America is 350 million. It's impossible for 520 million Americans to catch pneumonia every single year. But again, remember CNN a few days ago. You had the reporter on there saying the Hillary aides were smashing cell phones with hammers. The host immediately stopped him in his tracks and said, "Wait, we have to fact check that. That doesn't sound right. We got to fact check that." So they fact checked that. Turned out to be completely accurate. This completely asinine statement was never fact checked. Because, of course, it would have made her look extremely embarrassed. And it's completely untrue. But notice, the new narrative is to try and make it look as if pneumonia is just completely common. That everybody catches pneumonia. Well, I mean, what's the big deal for a 69-year-old woman who's already seriously ill to have pneumonia? I mean, everybody gets it, right? 520 million Americans a year get pneumonia, even though there are only 350 million people in America. But let's not even challenge that. But notice, they're trying to equate pneumonia with the flu, to try and make it look extremely common, to try and downplay the fact that this is a major issue when it comes to Hillary Clinton's health. Again, this wasn't challenged, this wasn't fact-checked. Then we go to this clip, which just went up today, actually. It was Bill Clinton giving a speech today, in which Bill Clinton said that Hillary Clinton didn't have pneumonia, that she had the flu. Let's go to this clip.
Look, I'm glad to have a chance to stand in for Hillary today. She did it for me for a long time. It's about time I showed up and did it for her. But I just talked to her. She's feeling great. I think she'll be back out there tomorrow. So it's a crazy time we live in, you know, when people think there's something unusual about getting the flu. Last time I checked, millions of people were getting it every year. But I thank you.
So again, Bill Clinton got up in a speech today and said that Hillary Clinton has the flu. And, you know, what's the big deal? What's unusual about that? Millions of people get the flu every year. Well, it's not the flu. Even if you believe the pneumonia explanation, that's what her campaign said. They didn't say she had the flu. They said she was treated for pneumonia, which, of course, is a damn sight more critical, more potentially damaging than the flu. So notice how they're mixing it in now with the flu to try and claim that it's a completely common occurrence. Why are we even studying this issue? Why are we even concerned about it if she's just got the flu? I mean, everybody gets the flu, right? Since when did she just have the flu? They said it was pneumonia. Now you've got CNN saying, you know, 10 million people come down with pneumonia a week. Again, trying to equate it with the common occurrence of the flu. Now you've got Bill Clinton, who himself is obviously extremely ill, has been for a while, falls asleep at the height of the DNC when Hillary's giving her speech. You know, he's had heart surgery. Up there, again, they've told so many lies, they're just confused now. Or is it just confusion, or is it genuinely trying to equate the flu with pneumonia to try and dismiss it as no big deal? Here's another article out of the American Mirror on a similar subject. Campaign acknowledges Hillary still hasn't recovered from Sunday collapse. Hillary Clinton's campaign sent an email to supporters on Wednesday acknowledging She hasn't yet recovered from her collapse on a New York City street on Sunday, but she's on her way to 100%. So again, they say she hasn't recovered 4 days later, yet within 90 minutes, the Clinton campaign came out with a statement before the now infamous video hit the internet, saying that she was, quote, feeling great. And all the mainstream media outlets regurgitated that talking point completely unchallenged. CNN did it. I made a video about it on Sunday, saying that within 90 minutes of this supposed overheating and dehydration, which is how they initially tried to spin it before the video came out and before we all saw what happened, within 90 minutes, they said she was feeling great. She was out on the street hugging a child, even though she had pneumonia. Let's not ask any questions about that. But again, within 90 minutes, the campaign, the media, said she was feeling great. Yet still, now 4 days later, they admit she hasn't fully recovered from the collapse. So which is it? Again, caught in another brazen lie. How many do we need to see? But of course, the mainstream media says, and this is the headline up on Infowars.com, you're sexist if you question Hillary's health. Because it's not like the mainstream media obsessed about John McCain's health ad infinitum all throughout the 2008 presidential campaign, is it? We had Kirsten Powers on CNN trying to trot out this narrative. Now Kathleen Parker, writing for the Washington Post, assailed other media outlets for asking if Hillary Clinton can physically handle the rigors of being president following her medical episode on Sunday. So again, just forget about the video, forget about the pneumonia, forget about the blood clots. It's sexist to even ask the question. Despite the fact, as the Daily Mail reports, the first Clinton health cover-up revealed, doctor tells how Hillary kept blood clots secret from her staff and had nurse travel with her in plain clothes to administer drugs. Isn't that interesting, given our story yesterday about the neurological test that Hillary Clinton was seen receiving before her collapse? The article states Hillary Clinton allowed her staff to mistakenly think that she had pulled a muscle rather than tell them she had a blood clot in 1998. So it goes back that far. The Democratic presidential candidate, who was first lady at the time, did not correct White House staffers when they assumed the problem with her right leg was due to over-exercising. So she's been lying about her health since at least 2008, 18 years ago. The Week reports half the country thinks Clinton has lied about her health to the public. 50% of Americans think that Hillary Clinton has lied about her health, and this poll also finds that 30%, almost 3 in 10 Americans, think she will die before 2020. So 30% of Americans now think that Hillary Clinton won't even make it through her first term as president. Now, to me, these numbers of 50% thinking she's lied about her health seem quite low. I mean, this poll was conducted September 12th, September 13th, so it was after the infamous collapse. Maybe it was before the mainstream media actually started to grow a pair and actually call her out on it and say that even they'd been deceived. But again, 50% of Americans distrust Hillary Clinton on her health. Almost 3 in 10 think she won't even make it through her first term. Breitbart reports doctors raise concerns over Clinton's pneumonia diagnosis and treatment. Doctors are raising concerns about Hillary Clinton's recent pneumonia diagnosis and treatment, suggesting a case of the disease that causes a patient to collapse should be treated more seriously. Executive Director of the Association of American Physicians and Surgeons, Dr. Jane Orient, another conspiracy theorist, who previously said Clinton's coughing fit appeared more serious than allergies, spoke to Breitbart News during a phone interview on Monday. She said, quote, most people with pneumonia are sick in bed and they have a fever, and it's very hard for them to be up and about. Orient, who identifies as a Republican, again, massive conspiracy theorist, explained during the interview, I would have advised her to cancel the event. Obviously, she didn't get the memo that Hillary Clinton was powering through. She failed to regurgitate that talking point. So again, the questions continue to swirl about Hillary Clinton. The cover-ups have become so convoluted that people like Bill Clinton, her own staffers, can't even keep up with the narrative. They keep contradicting themselves. Let's switch to global news now. Austrian cardinal tipped to be the next pope warns of an Islamic conquest of Europe. An Austrian cardinal who's one of the frontrunners to be the next pope has warned of an Islamic conquest of Europe. According to reports of his speech to mark the 333rd anniversary of the Battle of Vienna, of course that evil, horrible crusade war that was actually a defensive war to save Christianity and Western civilization, Cardinal Christoph Schönborn said, quote, "Will there be an Islamic conquest of Europe? Many Muslims want that and say Europe is at its end." He's obviously a racist. The clips of top imams in Jerusalem saying that that's precisely what they want through the migrant crisis. They don't exist. Another racist has been exposed. Daily Mail. Who the F are all you racists? Violent Turkish migrants film themselves beating up a cyclist, dancing on police officers and intimidating others. They go, they harass women, they throw stones at people, they attack cyclists, they laugh about it, they say, we don't need to get a job, we're going to stay here, we're Erdogan's army. And the Socialist Party leader came out and said they were just unpolished diamonds. That's your cultural enrichment. We'll be right back on the Alex Jones Show Live. Stay tuned.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story of how SelectQuote goes to bat for you buying term life insurance. A while back, a man called me who had had prostate cancer. He asked if I could beat a very high quote another life insurance agent had given him. I said, let me see. Well, I took his pertinent information, then shopped the highly rated, price-competitive companies we represent, and found one who pre-approved him for a premium way below what he had been quoted. When it comes to term life insurance, no other company touches SelectQuote's experience and expertise in finding the right policy at the right price for almost anyone. How about you?
For your free quote, call 1-800-654-1632. That's 1-800-654-1632. 1-800-654-1632. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
We've got it.
The transmission is coming to you.
All right, you are a ghost.
I'll see you.
Infowars Stories wants to remind you about that special 30 to 40% off Infowars Select storable food at InfowarsStore.com. Massive discount. We've also got Super Male Vitality, 20% off for a limited time at InfowarsLife.com while supplies last. Again, you can read the 5-star reviews, see how it's helped other listeners transform their bodies with Super Male Vitality. And again, 30 to 40% off our special on InfoWars Select storable food at InfoWarsStore.com. It goes directly to build the broadcast to help us take on the mainstream media. Because unlike Black Lives Matter, we're not funded to the tune of hundreds of millions of dollars a year by George Soros. Unlike CNN, we're not funded by giant pharmaceutical companies. We're funded by you, the listener, buying the products at InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWarsLife.com. Let's hit a few final news stories. This is out of the National Post of Canada. Feminist Trudeau under attack for attending gender-segregated event at Ottawa Mosque. Canada's self-styled feminist prime minister, Mr. It's the Current Year, was praised Tuesday by one of the world's most powerful women for his commitment to gender equality, even as he was taking it on the chin from other women for appearing at a gender-segregated event the previous day. So, of course, he went to a mosque, and the proud feminist Justin Trudeau stood there at this gender-segregated event. Again, why is Trudeau validating gender segregation if he's a proud feminist? You can only pick one, Justin. It's women's rights or it's Islam. You can't have both. Another story out of Information Liberation. Germany, far-left MP, smuggles in African refugee in his trunk, brags about it on Facebook. A far-left extremist politician in Germany smuggled in an African refugee into Germany, again, completely illegal, in the trunk of his car, then bragged about it on Facebook. No surprise, given that, you know, the head of the Green Party gets up in front of the German parliament and says that Germans will be a minority in their own cities within 20 years, and that that's a good thing. You know, Antifa openly calling for white people to be killed. They're racists. They hate their own country. And again, yet another example of that. Meanwhile, over in London, London's first Muslim mayor has appointed a deputy integration mayor who's worked with CAGE, an extremist organization who described Islamic State executioner Jihadi John as a beautiful man. Well, imagine my shock. This is the guy who shared a platform with an ISIS supporter 9 times before he was elected. This is a guy who says that moderate Muslims are, quote, Uncle Toms. Now he's appointing people as integration ministers who openly worked for extremist organizations that praised people who chopped heads off. That's our new mayor in Londonistan. Isn't it wonderful, the cultural enrichment that we're now enjoying? Let's get to a couple of final stories here. We've got one out of CNN. Political prediction market. Clinton odds for White House dropped 14 points. Democratic presidential nominee Hillary Clinton's odds of winning the White House have dropped 14 points since Friday. Of course, we had the basket of deplorables comment. She's dropped from 72%. Again, these odds are sometimes more accurate than the actual polls. We know people are sometimes reticent to answer truthfully in the polls. Ever since the basket of deplorables, ever since the collapse, Hillary Clinton is losing steam fast. Trump is also up in Ohio. That's going to wrap it up, though. Nightly news coming up. Alex Jones will be back tomorrow. Breaking news at InfoWars.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.